USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A bipartisan infrastructure package received a boost Wednesday when it was backed by 11 Republican senators. The proposal that contains about $1 trillion of infrastructure spending received the endorsement of a bipartisan group of 21 senators, increasing the chances that it receives enough votes to pass out of the chamber. The group says their framework pays for the plan without raising taxes. Some progressive senators have signaled they would vote against the plan, saying it doesn't go far enough on social programs and clean energy. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott says his state will allocate $250 million to build a wall on the border with Mexico. The money will be moved from the state's Department of Criminal Justice to pay for the barrier. Abbott is asking for private donations to cover the rest of the cost of the wall. He also sent a letter to the White House on Wednesday asking President Biden to return all federal lands that would have been used to build the canceled federal wall to the state. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
A new report shows the U.S. may have been dealing with COVID earlier than initially thought. Tim Berg reports.
A new NIH study says the coronavirus could have been in the United States as early as December 2019. The study, citing an Illinois volunteer who gave blood on January 7th of last year, and that led to a positive test result for antibodies. Based on that, researchers say Illinois could have been dealing with the virus around Christmas Eve of 2019. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the House has approved a bill to make Juneteenth a federal holiday. The bill passing the House by a 415-14 vote. The measure passed through the Senate on Tuesday and will head to the President's desk. If signed, June 19th would be known as Juneteenth National Independence Day, celebrating the end of slavery in the country. President Biden is expected to sign the measure, becoming the first new federal holiday in over 40 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Former President Trump will visit the southern border as law enforcement deals with more smugglers. Tim Berg has more.
Former President Donald Trump is planning to visit the Texas-Mexico border. Trump saying he accepted an invitation from Texas Governor Greg Abbott to visit the area on June 30th. This as illegal immigrant car chases with smugglers continues to rise across the entire state of Texas. In one of the most recent cases, a smuggler carrying 12 illegal immigrants crashed into the front gate of a home in McAllen, Texas. Texas State Trooper Chris Olivares tells Fox News these sorts of occurrences are now happening every day.
Sadly, we've had incidents where there has been fatality crashes because of these smugglers, the way they drive. And unfortunately, we might start seeing that a lot more because of these increase of pursuits.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And President Biden and Russian President Putin concluded their summit Wednesday with an agreement that allows each country's ambassador to return to the nation they're posted to. In a post-summit press conference, Biden said he told Putin that his agenda would always be focused on the American people.
I told President Putin my agenda is not against Russia or anyone else. It's for the American people. Fighting COVID-19, rebuilding our economy, reestablishing relationships around the world with our allies and friends, and protecting the American people. That's my responsibility as president.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.